friends, this year should be a special schus for Maras Hannah Miriam Baschana, Lerufuasa, Chai Reza Vazdina, Itin Yudah Ben Debbie, Lerufuasam, Leia Esther Bas Frimit, Baruch Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yodeha. And for Binyamin Yitzchok Yosef Leib Ben Fega, Arufua Shlema, Chai Aviva Bas Shendel Miriam, Baruch Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yodeha, and Rachel Bas Geula, Baruch Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yodeha. We're going to be learning about Achilas Eishes Kohen B'truma, based on a shir given by Agon Rav Aryav Ozer in Har Nof. V'zeh lecha trumas matanam kol tor b'vescho yochal oso. Pasuk says that this is the truma you give to the Kohanim. Anybody pure in his house will eat it. Rashi brings from the Sifri. The rabos ishto, that includes his wife. This pasuk is coming to include kol tor b'vescho yochal oso. It's coming to include his wife. Tosfis, Yevam Samiches Amir Aleph writes that this drasha is an asmachta be'alma. Why? Because in the Gemara in Yevamos Samach Vav Amir Aleph uvechame mekamos and in Taurus Kohanim Parshas Emor, we learn that an Eishes Kohen eats truma from the pasuk v'kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. So all kinyan kaspos of the Kohen eat truma, so you don't need to come onto kol Torah beveitz chayochal oso. So therefore, it's only an asmachta. But Rashi in Kiddushin 10b learns that the drasha of the Sifri is a drasha gemura, and it also seems from Rashi in Parshas Emor Chav Beis Yud Aleph. And if so, we have a kasha on Rashi. Why do we need two yalfusas that an Eishes Kohen needs truma from Kinyan Kaspo and Kol Torah Beveischa? I remember it's Mefurish in Rashi in Kiddushin that Kinyan Kaspo is coming to teach about an arusa lekohen, that she eats min haTorah bitruma because of her kinyan to her husband. Midrabbanan, she doesn't eat lest she give to her siblings, or because of simpon, as we learn in the Gemara in Ksubas and Zayin Amid Beis. But midaraisa she can eat because of kinyan kaspo and arusa lekoyin. And the pasuk of kol Torah beveischa is talking about a nesua that already entered into his house. Beveischa, she's in his house. Such a woman may eat truma. So we still have to understand, since she eats min haTorah be'erusin pshita, that she eats min a nesuin. So why would we need a pasuk? The Or Sameach, interestingly enough, brings from the Sifri Zuta to darshan the pasuk called Torah Beveischa l'inyan hagoas zman hanisuin, even though she did not yet enter in to the chuppah. In other words, the time came and she didn't enter into the chuppah, and that would be an interesting topic to expand upon in a different shir. It's Or Sameach Yishus Yud Yud Tes. So there's a chakira in the Achronim, the Beis HaOtzer of Yosef Engel, Kuf Samaches, Rebbe Chanan, Kovitz Aris, Mem Zayin, Emre Moshe, Simon Yud Gimel, with respect to the Achilas Truma Be'eshes Kohen, that an Eishes Kohen is eating Truma. Is the Geder Ke Achilas Eved Shel Kohen Uke Behemas Kohen, She Achilosam Achmachmas Ba'aleam HaKohen? Is there Heter Achila because of the, like an Eved of a Kohen, like a behemah of a kohen, that they're only eating because their owner is a kohen, but they don't have any schus to eat truma, machmas atzma? Or maybe no, that an eishes kohen has koich achila atzmi, that she is a special maila atzmis because she is an eishes kohen, she's her own personal importance and value. Rabbi Yosef Engel brings from the Gemara, from the lashon of the Rash, trumas vav beis, dinases kohenes bin nisueha mashma, that she has a maila atzmis, she becomes a kohenes. So it's not just because she's the kinyan kaspo of a kohen, but because of her own personal maila. Also, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rabbi Chanan proof from the Parish of Mishnah on the Rambam, Gittin Yud Aleph, Rabbi Meir said to the Chachamim that if somebody says, Tanu shichur zeh, let's give the shtar shichur to my eved, the owner can retract. Why? Because it's a chov for the eved to be freed, because he's passing him from eating truma, just like he's passing his wife. And the Chachamim answered, no, Mipnei Shehu Kinyano. The Rambam explains that the Eved eats Truma doesn't add any milas to him to the point that you're going to say that it's a chova when he goes lecheres and he loses this mila. But rather, just like a behemas kohen eats Truma because he's his kinyan, so too an Eved eats because he's a kinyan. So it's muchach from the Parish HaMishnah that an Eved is different than an Isha, because an Isha Eishes Kohen, it's because of her Maila Atzmis, that she was Kona, like the Rash says, Denazis Kohen Benisuel, it's her own personal Maila, and therefore her Gerushin is a chov, because she's losing this maila now. She's not a kohenis anymore. Not like an eved who is different insofar as he is only eating because he is kinyan kaspo. And that's the chiluk between an eved and an isha. Because for an isha, it's a chov because she loses her maila atzmis. But for an eved, it is not a chov because he's just eating because he's a kinyan. But he doesn't have this maila atzmis that he's losing when he leaves. And we could bring a raya that we find that a bas Yisrael who eats truma because she has seed from a kohen, even if the seed is not himself a kohen. For example, she married a kohen, her husband died, and she has the son of a daughter. Now this son of the daughter is not a kohen, he's a Yisrael. She can eat truma, like it says in Yevamos. So in such an instance, she's not eating because of the kohen, because her seed is not a kohen, and her husband, who's a kohen, died, and his kinyan falls away. So we can't say that, why then is she continuing to eat? It must be because she is a maila atzmis. And we also can't say that as long as she has zera from the kohen, she still has the koach of her husband who is the kohen, because this din was also said by an Anusa and Mefuta who never were the Kohen's Kenyan. Rather, it's a din that there's a Koach Achila that was given to a Bas Yisrael if she is Zera from a Kohen, like we darshan at Taurus Kohanim from Vilit Beso, Hem Yochlu Belachmo, Ya Achilu Belachmo. So, from this we learn that a Bas Yisrael who has Zera from a Kohen is allowed to eat her own, is allowed to eat truma. So it's mistaber then that the same applies to an Eishes Kohen. Once she marries a Kohen, she has a Koach Achila Atzmi. So not only do we learn that somebody who has seed from a Kohen is eating because of their own Maila, but also somebody who's an Eishes Kohen is eating because she is a Kinyan, she is a Koach Achila Atzmi. Not because she is a Kenyan of the Kohen. Now Rebbe Elchanan and the Imre Moshe wanted to say that an Eishes Kohen is only eating because her Koach Atzmi, that she becomes a Kohenis. But not at all because her husband is a Kohen. Unlike an Eved and a Behema, we're only eating because of their Knuyim. However, this kasha, this chiddush is difficult to say, because sof, Eishes Kohen was also misrabe from Kinyan Kaspo, and Pashta Demilsa is that she is a din like an Eved and a Behema. She can only eat because of the Kohen, because he has a Kinyan in her. We can also prove from the Sugya in Yevamos, Samach Vav, Amar Aleph, Eishes Kohen, that who's a Chalala, like an Almana, who marries a Kohen Gadol, even though she doesn't eat truma because she was mischalalos min hakohuna, her avodim are eating midairaisa according to Rava. And Rava Ashi, kedin avdei kohen, shekano avodim, like the abbot of a kohen who acquired avodim, so to this woman who's a chalala, her avodim can eat midairaisa, because we are misrabi from the marbi from the pasuk of a kohen kikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, kinyano shekanya kinyan oichel, that someone's kinyan who made another kinyan can eat. For example, if you give an eved, almanas she'ain l'rabba rishus bo. That's what Rashi says, Tosis Yerushalmi. So therefore, you're the avdei kohen that were kohen avadim can eat. And so too, an eishes kohen who is a chalala, she herself can eat, but her kinyanim can eat, because the kinyan of a kohen can eat truma. So if we say that all of her koach achilas, achil of an eshes kohen, is not because of her husband the kohen, but rather because of herself, because she's a kohenes, she was mischalelus mena kahuna. She's a zara l'chol davar, like we say in Yevamah Sayin Dalet Amud Beis. Ubeachreach, that her avadim are not eating mikocha, because she herself has no personal koach achila, but rather her koach achila stems from her husband. She's a kinyan, a kohen, like a vadav, and therefore avadah are eating like kinyan or shekana kinyan. So it emerges, if so, that an eshes kohen is eating truman because shnei dinim. A, because her husband is a kohen, and B, machmas atzma, because she becomes a kohenes b'nisu eha. And it's impossible to have two dinim without two yalfusos. We need two limudim. So we can say that's pshat b'shitas Rashi in the two psukim. From the pasuk of kinyan kaspo, we're talking about kol kinyane kohen, that they eat machamaso, like avdo behemto. And included in this is ishtoy arusa, shehi kinyano, she's eating machamaso because of the husband, like other kinyanim. And from the pasuk, we call tarbe beis chayocha kodesh, which is talking b'pshuto b'bnei beiso, like banavu b'noisav, we are marvin the sifri, that even ishto anasua, that she's beiso yishel adam, like we have at the beginning of Maseches Yuma, she can eat mikoyach achila atzmi. So the pasuk of kinyan kaspo is she's eating alts being the kinyan of her husband, and the pasuk of Torah Bebeischa is alts being her own personal status now of being a kohenes. And then afkamina, these two dinim is be'evet she'ein lo koach achila atzmi, ein bo kiyum mitzvahs nesina, rak at kama sheyesh b'zeh din nesina l'rabo. The only way you're mekayim a mitzvahs nesina le'evet is because to the extent that his master has a Kabbalah, that he's receiving it, that you're giving it to this Eved who's receiving it on behalf of his master, because he's making the kinyan for his master. However, from the pasuk called Torah Veischa, we learn that by an Eshes Kohen, it's not that you're giving it to her, out to her husband, the Kohen, but rather there's a mitzvah nesina, mitzad atzma, even begavna, even in an instance, she'ein lebaila reshus ba, even if her husband has no reshus in it, still you're being mekayim a mitzvah. Mashen came when you give to an Eved, there an afka has to be that it's being given to the master through this Eved. And you can look for more about this in the Shiurim of Hagon Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in Kedushin Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We also find an afkusa b'shitas Rashi in another place where he's l'shitaso, to be mechalek between Arusa and Nesua. Because we find in the Gemara Yavam Samuel Zayin Amid Beis Ksubas Nunches Amid Aleph that a Yavam is not machil his Yavama Truma, because Kenyan Kaspa, the Torah says, and this Shomer's Yavam is not his Kenyan, it's Kenyan de Echav. And Rashi learned that it's a Jerusha Gemura Vedin Torah. Frekt Rabbeinu Tam from the Tosef in the Yusham of the Doraisa Shomer's Yavam eats Truma. And the Ritva writes that according to Rashi, there's a Chilik Bein Meis Habal Koidim Knisa L'chupa or a Charkach. If the Baal dies, Mea Erisin, she doesn't eat Truma because the Baal is no more Kenyan, and because of the Yavim, she doesn't eat because she's not Kenyan Kaspa, she's Kenyan Te'echov. But if he died after he did the Nisu and after Chuppah, she continues to eat Machmas Hameis. That's the Yushalmi and the Tosefta we're talking about, where Shomer's Yavim is eating, that is after there was Nisuin. The Karen Ora didn't understand why would that be. Where do we find that there's a Kenyan of the Baal even after he died? If the husband dies and she's in a suah, she can still eat machmas the mace. Where do we find such a thing? And what's the chilik between arusa and a suah? They're both eating midaraisa. However, based on what we said, Rashi is l'shitasa, that arusa is eating because of the baal, she's kinyan kaspa. And therefore, when the husband dies, mina erusin, the kinyan goes away. Like avdo behemto that don't eat when the kinyan coin goes away. However, the nisuah, Rashi writes that she's eating from the pasuk of called Torah Beveischa, and we explain that she eates machmas atzma, that she became a kohenes benisuea, and if so here, that she's nofelas lifnei yabam, the ishus of the mace did not completely disappear, even though his kinyan did disappear. Like the Achronim say, that the yisod of yibum is hamshachas. We discuss this in our shiur of Yosef Engel, we hope to expand more upon it, that the yisod of yibum is hamshachas ishus hamace, Eitzel Hayavam. And therefore, even if she's a Shomeres Yavam, she still can eat out Kohenes. There is some Ishus. I mean, you're right, the Kenyan's gone, there's no more Kenyan Kaspo, but there is Hamshachas Ishus Hameis, and Mimela, she's eating out her own status being a Kohenes. And if so, we have a big nafkusa between Torah Beveischa and Kinyan Kaspo. Shomeres Yavim in a Suin is going to eat Betrumi Medoy Raisa, whereas Shomeres Yavim in a Erisin is not, because she's no longer Kinyan Kaspo. And now we can explain beautifully the Shinui Lashonis in the Gemara. It says in Yevamos Nun Vav on Beis, Ela Mayata, Bas Yisrael, Shanisis Lakoin Umisle, Techo, Shekvar Achla, if you hold that if you're already eating, you can continue eating. So how come a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen and he dies, a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen and he dies, she should be able to eat because she was already eating before? Rather, what do we say? Ela Kevan de Misle, Paka Le Kedushase Mino. No. After he dies, we say that the Kedusha went away, so Hachinami. And then the Gemara goes on to explain that in other instance also, Abbas Yisrael, that in other cases as well,